大家早，早上好。
So thankful for Pastor Mike.
好，谢谢Pastor Mike.
He tells a story in such a very expressive and fun way.
他用非常有表情的，而且很有趣的方式来表达今天的信息。
And I've heard it said if you can teach a message to children, then you've had a great success because adults can understand it too.
如果你能够对孩子们能够跟他们讲，他们明白的话，那就表示你就能够跟大人说。
We're not here yet, so we're gonna get to my sermon. Are you guys? Can you guys help loading up the sermon, please? So while they're loading the sermon, I was gonna preach something today about baptism.
我们要开始就是想到今天的系列。
So originally I was gonna preach about baptism.
本来我是要讲关于受洗的事情。
But this is a message I think that's been on my heart as God has worked in my own life.
但是当我在预备的时候，神却给我这样一段话也想到我自己这一生。
And as I was preparing this, I want to be clear that I'm preaching to myself as well as to you.
所以呢，其实今天的信息不光是对你们说，其实更多的是对我自己说。
So we're going to be in Luke chapter 7 today.
今天我们会来看路加福音第七章。
The title of the message here is Set Free by Grace.
今天我们讲到的题目是讲到我们靠着恩典的释放。
And as I was thinking about this, we're having some technical. I'm going to just keep going. So as we're going through this sermon, I want to begin first with prayer.
我们用祷告来开始今天的信息。
Our Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for providing us with an opportunity together to worship.
父神，我们为我们今天你所赐给我们的这一天，我们感谢你，也让我们有这样的机会，我们能够聚集在一起，能够来敬拜你。
Father, we thank you that we need your grace each and every day to live for you.
我们每一天都需要你的恩典来活。
Father, we thank you so much that you keep us from our own pride and self-righteousness, and oftentimes you lead us to repentance through that.
你让我们能够离开我们自己骄傲还有自以为意，让我们能够为我们的罪能够来认罪。
Father, guide our time. We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉靠主耶稣的名。Amen.
I think we have our new remote here, so thank you so much.So I want to begin first of all by talking about John Newton.
我们一开始的时候，我们会谈到约翰牛顿。
Many of you know, many people around the world are familiar with the song "Amazing Grace."
世界上很多人都很熟悉这首诗歌《奇异恩典》。
And I had a sing. I wanted them to sing "Amazing Grace" today to remind us of the amazing grace that we've received.
每次我在唱这《奇异恩典》的时候，都让我想到我们所领受从神那里来的这个奇妙的恩典。
And many people don't know much about the story about John Newton, though.
可能我们熟悉这首诗歌，但是我们不熟悉这首诗歌的作者约翰牛顿。
Now, as you can see on the screen here, when he was born, when he died, you see he had a godly mother and an ungodly father.
就好像这个投影片上面所说的，他有一个非常敬虔的母亲，但是却也有一个不敬虔的父亲。
And I think about what he said about his father. He said, I'm persuaded that he loved me, but he seemed not willing that I should know it. I was with him in a state of fear and bondage.
当他说到他自己父亲的时候，他说，我认为我的父亲是爱我的，但是呢，他似乎并不想让我知道他爱我。所以呢，我在跟他相处的这些日子里面，我只有感受到害怕与束缚。
And so I think about some of you maybe have had that experience in your own life.
可能我们当中也有人在我们的从小到大的经历也像牛顿一样。
But our heavenly Father is very, very different than that.
但是我们天上的父亲却完全的不一样。
He actually shows us in His love by sending His Son to die for us.
他爱我们，他甚至将他儿子差遣到这个世界上来表明他对我们的爱。
So for the story of John Newton, we saw that he went into the British Navy, but then he was set on an island and mistreated for a long time, a year and a half.
约翰牛顿他加入英国的海军，但是他后来被送到这个一个海岛里面去，他在那边是被受尽虐待。
And even treated so poorly that African slaves in West Africa had to feed him because he was so poorly mistreated.
然后他在那里受尽虐待，甚至需要由西非的这一个奴隶来伸出援手，来帮助他，让他能够维持他的生活。
In 1748, he became a Christian, and then even after that, he became involved in trading slaves.
在1748年的时候，他信主了，他成为基督徒，但是他仍然在参与这个贩卖奴隶的这些事情。
But it wasn't until 1779 that he wrote Amazing Grace.
一直到1779年的时候，他写了这首诗歌《奇异恩典》。
One of the quotes that I liked about him was recently I was reading about it in a biography.
在他的自传里面，他说到关于基督徒。He
said this, I believe, he believes and feels his own weakness and unworthiness and lives upon the grace and parting love of his Lord. This gives him an habitual tenderness and gentleness of spirit. Humble under a sense of much forgiveness to himself, he finds it easy to forgive others.
他说到他相信并感受到自己的软弱和不配，但是靠着主的恩典和赦免之爱活着，这给他了一种内在的柔和及温柔的心。谦卑是在自己受到更多的饶恕之下，他就发现更容易去饶恕他人。
As we have received much grace, then we're able to give that to other people as well.
当我们领受从神那里丰富的这个饶恕的时候，恩典的时候，我们就容易的去给予其他人分享。
We're going to see that in today's story.
我们会从今天的这个经文和故事里面，我们会看见。
If you would, let's please stand as we read God's word, at least a part of it.
好吧，我们一起起立，我们来念今天的这段经文。
First, we'll read in English through the whole verse here, and then we'll read in Chinese.
我们先用英文完全的念完以后，我们再用中文一起来念。
All right, Luke 7, verse 41. A moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. When they were unable to repay, he graciously forgave them both. So which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, You have judged correctly. Now in Chinese.
41节我们起来。耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠50两银子，一个欠5两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。
Amen. You may now be seated.
大家请坐。
So let's first understand the setting of what's going on here.
首先我们要了解这些时空的这个背景。
Whenever we look at the setting, we only now have to look at the history. We have to look at the literature and what's happening in chapter 7 of Luke.
我们不光要看到当时历史上的背景，我们也要看从文学上面的这些背景。
So John the Baptist and Jesus were telling people about the good news.
当时，施学翰告诉他们这些好的消息。
But there were many people who were not listening to the message.
但许多人他们不听所分享的这个好的消息。
They were acting like selfish and hard-hearted children.
他们的回应就好像是心里面非常刚硬、非常自私的孩子。
They didn't like John the Baptist because he was off by himself wearing a certain strange kind of clothes.
他们不喜欢施学翰，因为施学翰他们。
But they didn't like Jesus either because he came and he ate and had a buffet with sinners and he was drinking with them, not to drunkenness, but spending time with sinners.
他们也不喜欢耶稣，因为耶稣与这些罪人他们一起吃饭，跟他们在一起。
And so wisdom was being lived out differently with two different servants of God.
所以在这边他们看到是有两个不同的这些有两个。 不同的这些神的门徒。
And so now we have then a situation where a Pharisee invites Jesus into his home.
我们在这经文的故事里面，我们看见法利赛人他们邀请耶稣来到他们家吃饭。
In chapter 7, verse 36 and 37, it says this. Now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him. And he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. And when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume.
在36节说到有个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席。那城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着沉香膏的玉瓶站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连亲他的脚，把香膏抹上。
We have to understand from this how strange it is for this woman to show up at the house.
我们必须要了解啊，这个女人在法利赛人家里面出现是一件很奇怪的一件事情。
In that day, they would have allowed for some people who were poorer to come into a house in order to get some leftovers.
在那个时候，他们会让这些贫穷有需要的人可以进来。在饭后之后呢，能够拾取这个桌上的这些剩菜剩饭。
But the women were not invited to banquets.
但是呢，女人呢却不会被邀请能够来入席。
And we think about the Me Too movement today, right?
今天我们看到有很多的这些 Me Too 的这些活动。
And some of this is bringing about some good things.
有一些带出一些好的事情。
Jesus himself, though, teaches us 2,000 years ago how we need to be treating women and loving them.
在这里我们也同时也看见，在2000年前，耶稣已经教导我们怎么样来对待女人。
Back then, Jewish rabbis wouldn't spend time talking to or eating with women.
在那个时候，这些犹太的这些法比，他们是不会花时间跟女人在一起，他们不会跟女人一起吃饭喝酒。
But Jesus wasn't like them. He was different than the rabbis of that day, right?
耶稣呢却不像当时的这些拉比一样。
And so Jesus welcomes them, and she then brings in this vial of perfume. What is she going to do with it?
耶稣欢迎这个女人，然后这个女人带着她的这个香膏来，她要做什么？
It says in verse 38, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping.She began to wet his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with the hair of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with perfume.
在38节我们看到这个女人是她是站在耶稣的背后，她是用她的眼泪去洗耶稣的脚，她是用她的头发来擦干耶稣的脚，然后抹上香膏。
I don't know what culture you're from, but I'm sure that this is very strange.
我不晓得你们是从什么样的地方来，但我相信对你们来说，这也是非常一个奇特的一件事情。
This is a situation that is shameful, right?
这是一个让人感到羞愧的一件事情。
This is a situation that is shameful for her and for Jesus.
这个羞愧呢，不光是对这个女人而言，其实对耶稣来说也是一样，让耶稣感到羞愧。
We understand that not only when we do something shameful, but actually when we're doing it to someone else, it becomes their shame too.
同样，我们有时候我们在生活里面也是这样子。我们做了一件羞愧的事情，但是我们做在这个人的身上，也让他感到羞愧。
Unless Jesus said, "Get away from me."
除非这耶稣他说离开我。
But she came and she wiped him, she kissed his feet, and she anointed him with perfume.
但是这个女人来，她为耶稣洗脚，她为耶稣的脚擦干，然后膏抹香膏。
What we need to learn from this is that in this story, there is someone that has a grace problem.
在我们这一段的经文里面，我们所要学的习的是有一个人，他是对恩典他有问题。
Sinclair Ferguson, in a book called The Whole Christ, reminds us of this problem.
一个作者 Ferguson 他提醒我们，他在他书里面他这样说。
So many people think that Pharisees.We're all about they could do it on their own.
法利赛人是想到他们完全是可以凭着自己去做到。
But Sinclair Ferguson reminds us that in the Old Testament taught a religion of grace.
但 Ferguson 这个作者他就提醒我们，在旧约里面其实是在教导我们恩典。
All along it was all by grace. Even the Pharisees would have recognized.That their salvation would be by God's grace.
所有都是靠着恩典，即使是法利赛人也知道，一切都是凭着恩典。
And so it's really important that we understand what's going on here. The Pharisees knew that they needed grace.
我们必须要注意到的是，即使是法利赛人，他们也需要知道，他们也需要恩典。
So it is possible to know that you need God's grace, to see it extended, and yet still remain bound in your own sin and self-righteousness.
这是很有可能，就是当我们知道恩典，但是很有可能是我们却仍然被陷入在依靠自己而且是仍然在陷在罪中。
So let's look and understand what's going on in the mind of this Pharisee named Simon.
所以我们来看这个法利赛人，一个叫做西门的法利赛人。
Verse 39 says, Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him, that she is a sinner.
在39节说到，请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里说，这人若是先知，必知道摸他的是谁，是怎样的女人，乃是个罪人。
What does Simon think?
西门在想什么呢？
The first thing that he has a problem with is he doesn't understand himself.
首先呢，第一个问题是他并不清楚他自己。
You see that? In verse 39, it says he said to himself.
在39节说到他心里面对自己说。
Whenever we speak to ourselves, we don't usually say, Self, this is what you believe.
当我们在对自己说话的时候，我们不会说你自己，这是我所相信。
But Jesus knew what he said. Either he saw it in his heart or he heard what he said.
但耶稣却知道，不论是他所看见的，或是他心里面所想的。
The first thing that people who are this sort of prideful self-righteous is that they do not understand their own self and their own sin.
一个骄傲或自以为意的人，其实常常并不了解他自己的一个状态。
Remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10:12.
在保罗里面哥林多后书十章十二节说
he said of false apostles and teachers and people like that, they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are without understanding.
当耶稣就是讲到在哥林多后书说到他们用自己度量自己，用自己比较自己，乃是不通达的。
What the Pharisees were then in many years ago was they actually were carrying out their own holiness movement, their own holiness religion.
在当时这些法利赛人他们其实是在推动洁净的活动，他们自己是认为是在做洁净的事情。
And many of us too can get caught up in our own little holiness movement without realizing that we're missing the point.
虽然他们在做洁净圣洁的这些事情，但是他们推动在这样的事情，但是他们忘了自己也需要被圣洁。
We would confess that we need God's grace, and yet we still continue to live on our own ways and our own thinking.
可能我们一方面我们向神认罪，但我们仍然按照我们自己的方式在做事情。
The second thing that he doesn't understand is what? You can see next.
第二个他所不明白的是什么？
He doesn't understand Jesus.
可以很清楚知道他并不了解耶稣。
Well, where do we see this? We see it, and he says, if this man were a prophet,
他说到如果这个人是一个先知的话，
then he would know who this woman was, and he would reject her.
他就知道这个女人是谁，他就会排斥这个女人。
Therefore, he concluded that Jesus is not a prophet, and he's certainly not the Messiah.
所以他就做了一个结论，这样子耶稣就一定不是一个先知，他更不是弥赛亚。
He thinks that Jesus is a teacher, but he does not think that Jesus is the Messiah.
他可能认为耶稣是一个老师，但是不认为耶稣是一个弥赛亚。
Well, what does Messiah mean?
弥赛亚是什么意思呢？
It means anointed one.
是讲到一个受膏者。
I hope you see the irony in this story.
我希望你们能够看见在这故事里面的一个讽刺性。
Who is the one who is anointing Jesus with the oil, with the perfume?
是谁来为耶稣来膏抹香膏？
The sinner.
是一个罪人。
She's the one who recognized him as being the one who's set apart, who is special.
他是被看见这一位是分别出来是一位特别的人。
Who is the one who is unwilling to anoint Jesus and wash his feet?
但是我们也看见有人是不愿意去为耶稣洗脚，不愿意去膏抹耶稣。
It's the one who is prideful.
就是那一位是自己觉得骄傲的人。
Acts 10:38 says that you know Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit.
在38节里面所说的，站在耶稣背后， 挨着他的脚哭，眼泪湿了耶稣的脚，就用自己的头发擦干，又用嘴连连的亲他，把香膏抹在他身上。然后在
使徒行传
的十章三十八节说到，神怎样以圣灵和能力膏抹膏拿撒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周流四方，行善事，医好被魔鬼压制人，因为神与他同在。
Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣他是被圣灵所膏抹。
He is the Messiah who is the anointed one.
他就是弥赛亚，他就是受膏者。
But here you have a woman who is willing to anoint him with perfume, knowing that he is the one who can save her.
我们看到有一位女人，她用她的香膏来膏抹耶稣，因为她知道耶稣能够拯救她。
The third thing that we see is that he doesn't understand who sinners are.
第三个事情我们看到的是，这个法利赛人他并不明白这个罪人是什么。
And he doesn't understand who this sinner can actually become.
他也不了解这个罪人可以成为什么样的人。
He didn't understand that in God's sight, that she actually might not be more sinful than him.
他并不知道在神的眼中，其实这个女人并不比这个法利赛人有更多的罪。
And maybe she was, and maybe she wasn't.
也许她是，也许她不是。
But she too could be more welcomed into God's kingdom because she saw her sin.
不管怎么样，她是更容易的进入到神的国度里面，因为她知道自己是罪人。
For those of you who are baptized today, you know that you see yourself as someone who is a sinful person who needs God's grace, right?
在今天的受洗的这几位弟兄姐妹，他们就是知道自己是一个罪人，他们所以他们愿意受洗。
But today we understand too that who we are then and who we are now are very different.
也经过这个洗礼，我们知道我们原来是怎么样的人，当然受洗之后，我们是一个新造的人，是不一样的。
We will become students of God's grace as we grow to look more like Jesus.
我们会在恩典里面不断的成长，就好像一个恩典的学生一样，越来越像耶稣。
That's what Simon became. He became a student of God's grace.
这就是西门，他也成为一个恩典的学生。
In verse 40, Jesus is going to take Simon to school.
在四十节，我们看到耶稣就带着教导教训西门。
You guys ever familiar with the English phrase "you got schooled"?
英语有句俚语叫做 "you got schooled."
I would hear that when I played basketball when I was in school because they said, "Oh, you got schooled because I wasn't very good."
那我在以前念书的时候，在打篮球的时候，有人说，哦，你应该要去学习，因为老师说你打得不好。
So Jesus is actually not being rude to him, but he's going to be gracious to him and take him to the school of grace.
耶稣不是要严厉的斥责他，反而是温柔的要去教导他关于恩典。
And Jesus answered him and said, "Simon, I have something to say to you."
所以耶稣就
replied, "Say it, teacher."
所以耶稣就对西门说，我有些事情要来教导你。所以西门就说，请说。
Do you have ears to hear?
你们有耳可听的就当听。
He tells them a parable.
耶稣就告诉他一个比喻。
Verse 41 says, "A money lender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50.
在40节就说到41节就说到一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠50两银子，一个欠5两银子。
Now 500, so a denarius was equivalent to a day's wages.
50两银子原来的意思是讲到500个地拿林，地拿林是讲到500天的日薪，500天的薪水。
So you have two servants, one who owed 50 days worth of work and one who owed 500 days worth of work.
所以我们看到这有两个欠债的人，一个是欠了有500天工作的薪水的人，另外一个是欠了相当于大概是50天工作薪水的人。
Now, money is a very easy thing to understand, so I think that's why he uses money here.
因为金钱是让人很容易能够去比较明白的，所以呢，耶稣就用钱来做一个比喻。
It's really easy to get in fights about money if you're married, you know that.
所以这就是
Money can be a very easy thing that you can fight over, especially in marriage.
所以呢，很多事情我们就会因为金钱的事情来吵架，特别是在婚姻里面。
And we have a budget meeting today. You can pray for that too.
今天下午我们就要开这个预算的会议，所以你可以为教会的这些同工们祷告。
But if you lose money, you feel the weight of it. Oh, I lost the money.
当我们损失了一些钱的时候，这是很实际的，让我感受到我损失很多，我需要更多的钱。
So he says there were two people, one who owed 500, about a year and a half's worth of money, and the other owned about a month and a half worth of money.
所以耶稣这里讲到，一个是欠了将近一年半这个薪水的人，另外一个是欠了五十天薪水的人。
Now I realize in here some of you could actually use a year and a half's worth of money and buy a new house.
我想可能在我们当中的有些人，如果你一年半的薪水差不多就是你可以买一栋房子。
Some of you maybe you know you have a whole year and a half and you maybe can buy a bicycle.
那也许对啊，我们说有些人他一年半的薪水就只能买一辆脚踏车。
But try to understand this. This is a lot of money that a person owes versus maybe someone who owes a lot, but not that much.
所以在这个比喻里面，实际上我们看到一个是欠了非常多的债的人，另外一个是欠的比较少的，很少的。
Verse 42 says, when they were unable to repay, oh no.He graciously forgave them both.
在四十二节说到，这两个人都没有办法还债，但是主人呢却恩待他们，让他们不用还。
So which of them will love him more?
这两个都欠债的人，哪一个会更多的去爱这个免他们债的人呢
？Which one?
哪一个
？The one who owed more.
这个欠的越多的，他更爱这个免他债的人。
Verse 43, Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you have judged correctly.
在43节就说到，西门回答说，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。
The word suppose in there sounds like he sort of doesn't want to share it. He's reluctant.
西门回答说，我想，其实就是说他还不情愿这么做。
And Jesus then comes and says, you have judged correctly.
所以耶稣说，你断得不错。
It's almost as if he's saying, you've been judging wrongly, now you're actually judging correctly.
你过去所做的结论是错的，现在你所做的结论是正确的。
He says here, that if you have been forgiven, then verse 42 says, what's going to happen? You're going to love.
在四十二节就说到，当你被赦免的多，你就会爱的更多。
You're going to love God and you're going to love others.
你就会爱神，你也会去爱其他人。
If you don't love much, then it shows that you probably don't think that you've been forgiven much.
如果你没有办法很多的去爱，就表示说你自己没有感受到你被赦免的很多。
And Simon, in his head, is aware of this.
在西门他的脑袋里面，他是有这样的了解。
But grace as mere head knowledge cannot save anybody.
但是如果说恩典只是停留在头脑上的知识的话，是没有办法拯救任何人。
What is needed is heart change.
真正需要的是我们的心被改变。
Saving grace has growing heart knowledge.
一个救赎的恩典是让我们能够在我们的心灵的知识上面能够不断的增长。
Look what Jesus says in the next section.
让我们来看下一段耶稣是怎么说的。
Turning toward the women, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss,But since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume.
在四十节，于是转过来，向着那女人，便对西门说：“你看见这女人吗？我进了你的家，你没有给我水洗脚，但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住。”用嘴亲我的脚，你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。
Jesus is going to teach this Pharisee about himself.
其实耶稣讲这些话，其实在让这个法利赛人能够看见他自己。
And he doesn't focus on the good things that the Pharisee does, which I'm sure he does good things.
耶稣所看的并不是这些法利赛人他所做的一些好的事情，当然这法利赛人也有做一些好的事。
He focuses on the things that the Pharisee actually is not doing.
耶稣所专注的是这个法利赛人所没有做的。
He says, I entered your house and you gave me no water for my feet.
我进入到你的家里，你却没有用水给我洗脚。
And that day, whenever they were traveling, their feet would have been very dirty.
在那个时候，他们在外面行走的时候，他们的脚是会很容易就弄脏了。
They would have had a bucket of water or something for them to wash their feet when they came in.
所以他们一进门的时候，门里面会有一盆水让他们可以洗脚。
If they were very wealthy, then they would have a slave who would have come and they would have served them.
如果是有钱的人，他们甚至有奴隶来为这个他们主人来洗脚。
Verse 45 says, "You gave me no kiss."
在四十五节说到，耶稣说，我进来，你却没有与我亲嘴。
We don't kiss people in this culture.
在我们的文化里面，我们当然没有用亲嘴来问安。
But that was a very culturally a good way to express kindness to someone.
在当时呢，他们用亲嘴问安的表示他们热诚的对待别人。
And he says, "You did not anoint my head with oil."
耶稣也说，你并没有膏抹我的头。
There's something too that they would have come in and anointed them and given them sort of a way to help them if their skin was cracked or just to bless them.
也是因为在当时因为非常干燥，所以一进家的时候他们有油来膏抹，是让他们皮肤觉得舒服。
But Jesus focuses on the things that the Pharisee was not doing.
耶稣指出来这法利赛人所没有做的。
Aren't we like this too?
我们是不是也像这样子？
We look at all the things that we ourselves do and the good things that we do, and then we begin to judge the other people who aren't doing the exact same things that we're doing.
我们是不是也像这些法利赛人？我们也做了很多的事情，也看到我们做了很多好的事情，然后我们就因此我们来判去论断别人，没有照着我的方式，没有做到我所做到的。
There are all kinds of good things that we're doing for the Lord that we think, wow, I'm doing pretty well. Why don't they do it too?
特别是我们是为主去做的，我们觉得我们自己做得很好，为什么其他人没有来向我做这些事情？
And we get prideful.
然后我们就骄傲起来了。
Even as Christians.
特别是基督徒。
Here are some characteristics of self-righteousness that we need to be careful of.
在这里面我看到有几个是关于自以为义的这些特性，我们必须要去注意到的。
We omit or don't do many things, but then focus on what we perceive to do well.
我们自己有很多疏忽的地方，但我们却专注在我们觉得自己做得好的地方。
We don't think that we need forgiveness for many things, even if we admit that we do need forgiveness for many things.
即使我们承认我们需要被赦免，但是我们常常却没有关注在这些事情上面。
And sometimes we remain prideful and judgmental and lack love.
因为这些就让我们成为一个骄傲的人，成为一个自以为义的人，也让我们成为一个会论断他人。
So what I want us to understand is that we, probably you like me, as believers, we are students of God's grace in need of God to teach us about grace.
所以可能你们也像我一样，我们都是一个恩典的学生，我们需要神来教导我们关于恩典。
And what happens is we tend to go and we're growing and we're growing and then we're humbled and then we have to get back up and continue to grow again, right?
很多时候我们是在属灵的生命不断的成长，然后一个时间我们又需要谦卑下来，再从这当中再慢慢的成长起来。
And so Jesus, when he said in Luke 18:14, he says, "Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled." But he who humbles himself will be exalted.
在路加福音十八章十四节说到，凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
As Christians, here's the thing: we sin less and less, but we see our need for grace more and more.
特别是对我们基督徒而言，我们犯的罪越来越少，但是我们却意识到我们的罪越来越大。
Or you could say it like this: we sin less and less over time, and yet we see our sin more and more over time as well. We sin less and less, but we see our own sin, our sinful hearts more and more.
同样的，在我们属灵生命成长的一个阶段的里面，我们确实是会越来越少的犯罪，但是我们却看到我们自己的罪性是越来越大，越来越明白我们自己是罪人的本性。
Remember when I started talking about John Newton?
就好像我一开始说到约翰牛顿这个人。
He was saved and then it took him many years to see that what he was doing was wrong as a slave trader.
虽然他已经成为基督徒了，但是却让他需要经过很多的年才认识到他贩卖奴隶这件事情是不对的。
It wasn't that he was saved and then he wrote a song immediately about amazing grace and then stopped doing sinful things.
他并不是 一信一成为基督徒以后，他就马上写了《奇异恩典》这首诗歌，然后他又马上开始去贩卖奴隶。
But this too is God's grace that changes us over time.
这让我们看到神是我们的被改变是神是用一段的时间来慢慢的改变我们。
So we're students here, many of us, right?
我们在这里，我们都是恩典的学生。
So let's do a case study of these two sinners.
所以我们一起来分析来看这两个罪人。
The woman was a humbled sinner.
这个女人她是一个谦卑的罪人。
She had nothing to lose as a desperate sinner.
她因为她已经是一个绝望的罪人，所以呢，她并没有任何可以损失的，无所损失。
She knew that her reputation was ruined in her community.
她知道她的名声已经非常败坏了。
And she came to Jesus desperately in need of forgiveness.
所以呢，她是急需要耶稣基督给她。
She was not concerned about the Pharisees around her. She knew her own sin. She wasn't worried about other people.
她已经知道她自己是一个罪人，所以她就不在意这些法利赛人其他人再怎么看她。
She had nothing to hide. She was aware that other people knew she was a sinner.
因为她已经是众所皆知的罪人了，所以呢，她也没有什么东西可以再隐藏的。
She had nothing to prove to God, to others, or to herself.
所以她对神对他自己对其他人他也不需要再去证明什么。
Have you, any of you ever tried to prove yourself to God, to others, or to yourself?
你是不是有曾经想要在神的面前在人的面前在自己想要去证明什么？
You try to prove to God by trying to perform better. Next time I'll do better, God. If only next time I'll do better.
你想要用你的行为你要做得更好来向神来证明。
And you hope that other people will notice you that you're getting better and that you're more and more holy.
你想要从这些行为上面来证明你越来越好，你越来越圣洁。
And you're trying to prove to yourself, you know what, I am better.
所以你想要用这些行为来证明说我越来越好。
This is less about God and loving Him and actually more about yourself.
其实这并不是你爱神更多，其实是你爱你自己更多。
And I think, and I'm convinced that every Christian lives like this.
我相信很多的基督徒我们就是活在这样的生活的里面。
And it's being set free by grace that helps us get set free from this.
盼望我们是能够得到恩典，能够从这里面这些能够被释放出来。
The Pharisee though was a pride-filled sinner.
另外一方面，这个法利赛人他却是一个骄傲的一个罪人。
He holds on to his own righteousness.
他紧紧抓住他自以为意。
He hides and covers his sin from others and from himself.
他对其他人对自己把这些罪隐藏起来。
It's kind of like when you're in a relationship, whether it's discipleship relationship or a small group.
不论你是在小组里面或是在门徒训练里面。
How are you doing?
你最近怎么样？
I'm doing pretty good.
哦，我很好。
I just want to keep getting better, having a better quiet time.
我只是需要灵修的时候越来越好。
Well, good. I'm glad you want to have a better quiet time.
好，很好。你有个很好的灵修时间。
But you see what you've done is you're trying to cover up all of the ugly sinfulness in yourself.
我们看到我们有说这样的话这样的表现，其实我们只是把我们自己里面的这些罪能够隐藏起来。
And the woman had nothing to hide, but the Pharisee wants to kind of present himself as having it together.
所以我们可以看到在这个女人她并没有隐藏这。
And last, the Pharisee type, the pride-filled sinner,hopes to prove to others that they're doing okay.
我们也在这里面看到这个法利赛人，他期盼着他可以向其他人来证明他们是很好的。
Be very, very careful of this as Christians.
我们基督徒，我们要对这些事情，我们要非常的注意。
As Christians, I want us to see that it is possible to be set free by God's grace.
特别是对基督徒，我们要真是要知道，我们可以凭着恩典，靠着恩典得释放。
This is a process. That's why I wrote the English word being set free.
这是一个过程，所以为什么在英文里面说到是一个进行式的。
Verse 47 says, For this reason I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little, loves little.
所以是七节说到，所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多，那赦免少的，她的爱就少。
This is not teaching that she was forgiven because she loved.
这里并不是说到她的罪被赦免因为她爱。
Verse 50, you can see there, he says, your faith has saved you.
而是在50节所说的，你的信救了你。
But he who has his forgiven, much sin forgiven, and realizes it is going to have a different expression, more love towards God and towards others.
也因为明白了自己的罪被赦免的多少，这会反映出他对神对其他人的爱的程度。
In verse 48, he says, because of her faith, he said to her, your sins have been forgiven. And then last, he says, go in peace, or literally, go into peace.
所以耶稣说，你的信救了你，你的罪，所以你的罪赦免了，平平安安的回去吧。
What happens then, as Christ followers, like that woman, here's what happens. We are forgiven of our sin, and our shame is taken away by the Lord.
我们这些跟随耶稣的人，就好像这个女人一样，我们的罪被赦免了，我们所有的羞愧已经被神挪去了。
We're set free by grace through faith to go in love.
我们是凭着信心，靠着恩典，我们得到释放，能够去爱。
As I was thinking about this story, I thought about a couple verses in the New Testament.
当我在思想这段经文的时候，也让我想到有两段的经文。
2 Corinthians 2:15 says this, We are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或是灭亡人的身上，都有基督馨香之气。
The reason I like this verse for this passage is because we see the perfume that the woman pours out onto Jesus.
我想到这段经文，因为我们在这个经文里面看到，当这个女人在膏抹耶稣的时候。
But actually, because of Jesus, we become like a fragrant perfume that goes up to God and God is pleased because of His Son.
也因为耶稣基督，神的儿子，我们就好像耶稣基督的馨香之气一样，我们会散发这个馨香之味。
We get to then live a life of love to God who has forgiven us as much, of much.
也因为我们被赦免，所以我们知道怎么样去饶恕其他人。
But not only do we live unto God, but we also love other people.
不光是我们会去爱神，我们也会知道怎么样去爱其他人。
When I was thinking about this, I thought about Philemon 7.
当我想到这些的时候，让我想到腓立门书第七节。
Paul wrote Philemon and said, For I have come to have much joy and comfort in your love because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother.
保罗说，兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大的安慰，因为众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。
He said that Philemon was a refreshing presence to other people.
保罗对腓立门说，你成为许多的这些人他们的心里面的畅快。
Are you the type of person as a Christian that is a refreshing blessing to other people?
我们是不是对其他人来说是一个这种更新的一个欢乐呢？
Or are you like a stingy type pride-filled person that is prickly and hard to be around?
还是我们是那种小气的，我们是很难与人相处的。
The type of people that we think that, oh, I want to be around that person because they love me and they accept me and they shower me with love and acceptance.
还是我们愿意让人家说我愿意跟他在喜欢跟他在一起，因为他爱我。
Jesus is the giver of grace.
耶稣是一个恩典的给予者。
And the people around saw what was going on.
在耶稣周围的人，他们明白看见。
And those who were reclining at the table with him began to say to themselves, Who is this man who even forgives sins?
所以这些同席的人心里就说，这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢？
It leaves us to ask these questions. In the story,
让我们想到几个问题。
Which one are you in the story?
我们就好像在故事当中的哪一种人？
Are you a scoffer, trusting in your own ways and thinking?
你是一个嘲笑者吗？你只是在还是用你自己的方法、自己的想法？
Maybe you're not a Christian yet, and you even actually are against the Christian faith. You're actually against the faith, actually against Jesus.
你所做的其实是反对你所信的，反对耶稣基督。
I'm glad that you're here.
我很高兴你今天来到这里。
And I hope you understand that there is true grace and forgiveness in Jesus.
我要让你明白这里是真的有恩典。
Maybe you're a seeker.You're asking honestly, who is this person, Jesus, who gives grace to forgive?
或者是你是一个寻道寻求者，真诚地问，这是什么人竟赦免人的罪呢？
I want to invite you to continue to seek and continue to ask questions.
我邀请你继续的来寻找，继续的来问问题。
You're very welcome here as well.
你非常的啊，我们非常欢迎你在我们的当中。
But most of us are actually in this third category, right?
可能我们大部分的人，我是属于第三个，第三种人。
We're Christians, we're true believers, we're saved, but we're students of grace.
我们是一个啊、相信的，我们是一个真信的人，我们是一个恩典的一个学生。
And we're actually, and we should be, being set free day by day by God's grace to love Him and to love others.
我们应该是靠着恩典的释放一个过程，这样的一个过程，能够去爱神，去爱人。
So what must you do to be saved, and what must you do as a Christian to be set free?
有什么事，我们能够怎么做，让我们能够得拯救，让我们能够得释放？
Just like the woman came,
就好像来的这个女人一样。
She didn't look around to see who all was there, at least we don't see that in the story.
他并不是来到当中，然后先看周围的是哪些人。
She got down.
他跪下来。
And she poured out her life to Jesus.
他把他的生命来向耶稣倾倒。
She undoubtedly knew her sin.
毫不犹豫的，他知道他的罪。
And Jesus saw her heart.
耶稣明白他的心。
Whether you're a Christian or not,
不论你是一个基督徒或者是一个慕道者，
you come and you take your life before God and you say, I need you desperately.
你来到耶稣基督面前，你把你的生命祈祷在他的身上，说我需要你。
I need you to forgive me and I need you to give me grace to grow.
我需要你赦免我，我需要你给我恩典，让我能够在当中能够成长。
And God will fill your life up with His grace.
神就会在你的生命当中充满他的恩典。
He will forgive you and he will set you free to live for him and to love others.
他会赦免你，他会让你得释放，他可以让你能够在当中能够去爱。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent your Son, the Anointed One.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你差派你的爱子这位受膏者来到这个世上。
We thank you for this woman who is in this story.
我们为这故事当中的这个女人，我们非常感谢。
I pray that we too would be like her, recognizing